Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's talk about a new effort in Massachusetts to make public college more affordable and to encourage more students to complete a two-year degree and move on to get a four-year degree. This week, state education officials announced something called Commonwealth Commitment. Under the program, community college students would get a 10% rebate on tuition and fees at the end of each successfully completed semester. Then if they transferred onto a four-year state university, they'd get the same discount. Yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker said this could save the average student about $5,000, bringing the total cost of a four-year college degree before grants and scholarships down to about $25,000. Here's Charlie Baker.
But you're talking about the possibility of getting a four-year degree in one of these key fields in four and a half years for somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000 before grants and scholarships. I mean, I really think this is a terrific opportunity for folks, and I hope they know about it and take advantage of it.
To talk more about the new Commonwealth Commitment Program is Massachusetts Commissioner of Higher Education, Carlos Santiago. And welcome to the program, Commissioner Santiago. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So college affordability, of course, is a huge challenge for many families. To what extent will this program help them? I mean, how big a helping hand is this?
Well, I think the key is that students will have to follow a prescribed path, a path that they would have to go full time. They would have to maintain a 3.0 cumulative GPA. They would have to be in one of up to 24 different academic transfer pathways. So it's not only an affordability initiative, it is a completion initiative. We want students and we need students to go through our system of public higher education more rapidly than they have to date. The Commonwealth simply needs more graduates in terms of its economic needs moving forward.
And Commissioner, speaking of that challenge, talk a little bit about that challenge, that challenge to get more students to complete. What do the numbers look like right now in terms of how many students start and how many complete?
Well, right now, if you look at the entire system of public higher education, if you look at our 28 campuses, undergraduate campuses, you find that only about 120 students actually follow this path to date. Are actually moving from a community college to a four-year campus with the requirements that we need for the program to be successful. So one of the things we're trying to do is really provide information for students so that they can recognize they can get a high-quality degree, they can do it without accumulating a lot of debt. Another key feature is that a student can go from any one of our two-year community colleges to a four-year campus if they're admitted to a four-year campus. So we've had sort of regional arrangements like this where a student could go from, say, Springfield Tech Community College to Westfield State, but we haven't been able to do it in such a way that a student could go, say, from Springfield Tech to anywhere, could go from Springfield Tech to Salem State if they wish. So it is a system-wide approach to the issue of completion and affordability.
I want to ask you about the constraints. You mentioned that there are 24 majors or so available. Students cannot be part-time. They have to maintain a certain GPA, and they've got to get this done at the community college level in 2.5 years.
Right.
I'm just wondering if those constraints would be very limiting to a big part of the population that might be at these two-year colleges, people who are working full-time jobs, people who need child care, people who are taking care
Absolutely.
Of a kid.
Yeah, the reality is not for everyone, and we know that the community college students do face considerable hardship. They hold multiple jobs, and when you talk to them about affordability, it's not only tuition and fees, it's transportation, it's daycare, it's books, it's food. I mean, one of the things to keep in mind is all of our campuses have opened food banks. So students are certainly struggling with completing college at the rates. But the reality for the Commonwealth is that we need students to complete their higher education degrees more rapidly than they have in the past, and we don't want them to be saddled with huge amounts of debts at the end.
And Commissioner, what about paying for this? Where does the money come from?
Well, in part, it's coming from tuition waivers that the Commonwealth offers students now if they complete particular pathways, something we call the mass transfer pathway. pathway. In other cases, like UMass campuses, which actually retain tuition, UMass is using those resources to support this as well. And if you talk to the leaders of some of the institutions, they need to fundraise for this. I mean, in many respects, the campuses are using as much as they can their own resources moving forward. We think in the longer term, if this can get more students into our community college system and through the community college system in a more rapid pace, that will also benefit the campuses as well. But it's not a long-term solution. I think we understand, you know, we have two cohorts. We're starting with fall 2016. And we'll have another cohort coming in fall 2017. We'll assess the progress. I mean, on the one hand, you can say, it didn't make much of a difference. And then the question is why didn't this particular program work? On the other hand, you know, you could say you get thousands upon thousands of students taking advantage of this, and our answer to that is, well, that's pretty good problem to have.
Sure.
We'll try to resolve the financial issues moving forward.
Commissioner Santiago, stand by, because I want to introduce Natalie Higgins. She's the executive director of PHENOM, Public Higher Education Network of Massachusetts. It's a nonprofit group that advocates for affordable and accessible public higher education in the state. And welcome to Radio Boston, Natalie Higgins. Good to have you.
And thanks for having me.
I'd love to get your reaction to news of the Commonwealth commitment, what you think about it.
Anytime we're talking about increased access, affordability, or quality, I'm really happy. This is what PHENOM focuses on. I think it's also really great to see a focus on the unique role that community colleges play as a pathway to a four-year institution. We know that more than half of our students start in community colleges. So I think that this is great. I think sometimes we forget that when we're caught up talking about workforce development and work training program.
Sure. But are there pieces missing, do you think, from this program that you'd like to see added, if not now, eventually?
Sure. And I think the commissioner talked about some of these things. We know for community college students, some of the biggest barriers aren't tuition and fees, but kind of those other pieces that keep them from being enrolled full time, access to childcare, adequate transportation, the cost of books, housing, food. So I would love to see more funding go towards programs that are increasing that and allowing our students to see full-time enrollment as a reality and a possibility for them. And I think a lot of this points to having adequate funding for our public higher education system. We're still operating almost 20% below fiscal year 2001 levels, according to Mass Budget. That's 15 years, and we're still just trying to catch up to 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, Commissioner Santiago, do you want to respond to that? Does that sound about right?
It certainly does, and we do appreciate the work that PHENOM and Natalie and her group do as advocates for public higher education. They play a very important role, and a lot of what we're trying to do involves messaging. I mean, how do we get this information to students so they know they can get a high-quality public education in the Commonwealth, and it's affordable at the same time. So I do want to acknowledge the work that Natalie and her group does on behalf of public higher education in the Commonwealth.
Let me ask you both this question. I'll start with you, Commissioner. What kind of student do you think this program is targeted towards? I mean, describe the student sort of socioeconomically speaking.
Well, you know, it could be a variety of students, and it's not targeted to any one socioeconomic group. I think you're going to find students that middle-class students whose families really want to take advantage of public higher education. The majority of the Commonwealth residents are now going to our public institutions, and they want to save some money and get a good, high-quality education. So they go 2 years first to a community college, then transfer seamlessly as they get accepted to a four-year campus. That's really a smart choice, and we want to just open that and make it available to many students. So we're not targeting any specific group of students. We know in some cases it'll make sense for students, but it won't make sense for in every case, and we
sure
have to be open to that too.
Yeah, Natalie, what's your thought on that question? I mean, what kind of student do you see most benefiting from this, and who's going to be left behind?
Yeah, I think similar to the commissioner, I think that these are going to be students who are maybe a little more supported and have some of those support systems in place and are ready to be going full time. I also hope that it provides an incentive for some of those students with that rebate to maybe this provides that incentive to enroll full-time versus part-time, but I'm not sure how many students that actually is going to be enough.
Yeah. So in your view, Natalie, what's sort of the next big challenge when it comes to college affordability? What's the sort of the challenge that you would lay down for the state?
I think we need to invest in funding. I think we need increased funding in public higher education. We need to find a path to debt-free public higher education. We're getting left behind by other states who are finding ways to introduce free community college, other forms of free higher ed. And it's not just an investment to bring down the cost of students, but also looking at the quality side. I mean, the governor's budget and the fiscal for FY17 and the House budget didn't include funding for collective bargaining for our faculty and staff. We need to make sure that there's enough funding for all parts of our system to address deferred maintenance on campus so that we have a really high quality institution that has the systems in place to support our students on their way towards completion.
Yeah. Commissioner Santiago, we just have about a minute left. I'll give the sort of last question to you. But what's the metric for measuring the success of this project of Commonwealth Commitment? How will you know if it's working or if it's falling short?
Well, we're going to be monitoring the progress. We're going to begin by monitoring the number of students that would be interested in this. Interestingly enough, since the Commonwealth Commitment was announced this morning, we've had almost 2,000 hits on our website. So we suspect that there is certainly interest out that around this. We need to convert that interest into tangible programs for students. We need to work with advisors at the high school level and get the message out that this is an affordable pathway for students.
All right, Carlos Santiago, I'm going to jump in there because our time is short. I'm sorry to jump in there, but that's Carlos Santiago, Massachusetts Commissioner of Higher Education, and Natalie Higgins, Executive Director of the nonprofit organization PHENOM. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.